Approximately 70% of the world's population lives in countries with high restrictions on religious beliefs and practices, and those restrictions are growing. The problem was scheduled to be discussed at a meeting at Rome's Pontifical Antonianum University on Tuesday evening. The meeting discusses the Pew Forum report on rising restrictions on religion, which came out last year. Pew Forum senior researcher Brian Grimm spoke to Charles Collins about the report.
The study looks broadly at the category of religious freedom and belief. But since freedom is something hard to measure, you can actually measure restrictions on freedom. But not all restrictions are necessarily something that's an offense to religious freedom, but just a limit on religious activities of some sort. So we look at it broadly in two categories: government restrictions on religion, and the new aspect of the study is social hostilities involving religion that impinge upon the freedom to practice religion in a country.
Social hostilities. Can you give us some examples of what would count as that?
Yeah, so social hostilities range from harassment of religious believers by other members in society or groups in society. It may fall short of a hate crime, but we also monitor hate crimes that involve physical abuse, even killing, and we find that more people die at the hands of fellow citizens because of religious issues than at the hands of governments around the world. But we also look beyond just individual-level violence to broader categories of religion-related violence, such as mob violence, sectarian violence, when you have people, different religious groups squaring off against each other, and then religion-related terrorism, and even up to war that has some religious element involved.
These social hostilities, these aren't done by the state, but are they tolerated or encouraged by the state in most cases?
Well, one of the measures that we have in the study is looking at whether or not governments intervene when social abuses are happening. And we find that there are a fair number of cases when governments don't intervene. So in those types of situations, it is a type of encouragement to people in society to go ahead and let their frustrations be taken out on members of some other religious group. But many times the social hostilities have other kinds of triggers. It might be something like a religious dispute, but more often than not, it's disputes over land or economics or some other grievances that then overlay themselves on top of religion.
And the conclusion of this report is that these restrictions are rising. Why?
Well, yeah, you're right. We find that about 70% of the world's population lives in a country where there are high restrictions on religion. And in about a third of countries, they're not that these restrictions are rising. And in our study, we look at the different aspects of rising restrictions. So in some parts of the world, like the Middle East and North Africa, the restrictions were rising from the government even in the period before Arab Spring. So the government senses a threat from certain religious groups where they want to control religion, and sort of the screws were tightening on religion within the Middle East during the period before Arab Spring. In other parts of the world, like in Europe, we see more of a rise in social hostilities involving religion. Some of these hostilities are directed towards new immigrant groups that are coming in, but some are also directed towards members of majority faith, including Christians, in a number of European countries.
You mentioned the Arab Spring, and you mentioned this report covers a time right before the Arab Spring for the most part, correct?
That's right.
There are high hopes with the Arab Spring, but also, if I may say, low expectations. What has been your impression? I know it's not, again, the report doesn't cover this. Are the hopes justified or are the lower expectations justified? What's been your impression of the Arab Spring and religious liberty in that region?
Well, this is an ongoing study, so we'll have another report coming out in another month or so, so stay tuned for that on more recent trends. But generally what we've been seeing is that many of the policies that restricted religion in the region have not necessarily changed. There have been some political changes, some movement towards elections, but the restrictions that were in place haven't been removed. And in some places, for instance, in Tunisia, where there were relatively fewer restrictions than in some other countries like Libya, we've seen that there's been a rise of people pushing for certain types of laws that we call anti-blasphemy laws. So these laws that punish someone who speaks out against religion, speaks pejoratively of God or believers, or even apostasy, where they leave the faith. So we've seen movements to greater penalization of people who express divergent points of view. So for the religious freedom side, those are indicators of continuing rising restrictions rather than decreasing. But time will tell whether or not this is just a short-term trend or just something that we're observing at this point.
You mentioned earlier the social hostility in the West. Tell us, can you get more specific about exactly what's happening in some of these Western countries that is putting restrictions on religious practice?
Well, take France, for instance. In France, there's a strong secularism laïcité, where they try to remove religion from the public sphere so that the public sphere is something, the idea is religiously neutral. But in practice, what that then translates into is restrictions on public manifestations of religion. So in that way, then it restricts, in our terms, the ability of religious people to have as much of a voice in the public sphere. It impacts not just being able to make some argument in the public sphere from a religious point of view, but also issues like dress. So the burqa ban that I'm sure many people are familiar with that was implemented in France, which bans in public a full head-to-toe covering of women, and primarily focused on Muslim women who have a small number have been wearing these. But this is all part of this larger policy of removing religious influences from the public sphere. So that it's rather than it being something unusual that France has done, it's somewhat consistent with some of their other policies, which also ban the wearing of conspicuous religious symbols like a crucifix if you're a teacher in a school or things of that sort.
What in the report would you say was the most surprising thing that you found?
I think the most surprising thing to many people is that religious freedom is not merely impacted by government policies, but also by the attitudes and behaviors of people in society. I think on the grassroots level, if you're a religious minority, you feel that intensively. But the majority of people, if they're not a religious minority in their own country, don't realize how difficult it is oftentimes for religious minorities to practice their faith. So I think that social impingement upon religious freedom is a new way of looking at the whole topic that's been neglected by major international bodies, even by the UN. So I was at the Human Rights Council giving a talk on this report just last week, and one of the comments was that they feel like this is a type of impediment on freedom of religious beliefs and practice that really hasn't been addressed by international bodies.
And finally, I know the Pew Forum is not an advocacy group. But,
that's right.
But is there anything that can be done to help in this with this problem?
Well, I think maybe even from some of your own questions that you were surprised that there are some substantial restrictions within countries in Europe that are thought of as religiously free, so to speak. And I think one of the things that at least we can do is provide information that opens the discussion for people to start looking at the levels of restriction. And like I said at the beginning, some restrictions may be justified or have strong support from people in society, but at least this gives some ground to talk about it. So, you know, we don't have any policy suggestions, but one thing that we can do is provide information around which people can discuss. So one of the surprising aspect or results of the study is that I'm able to sit down and present these data to researchers and government officials in China, as well as Vietnam, discuss these issues with representatives from India and Egypt, and it somehow neutralizes the charged discussion of religious freedom by talking about restrictions and hostilities. These are things that people share concern with and don't have a sort of a loaded terminology behind it.